butter and jam. Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
You got your strawberry, your him and he and pawberry. You got your raspberry, your all that jazzberry. You got your blueberry, your what you gonna do, berry. You got your blackberry, you gotta bring it on back, berry. Take it on back,
Jerry. Featuring a very berry vegan special with Sherry Zitter. Sherry Zitter, a local vegan, had joined us for an in-studio interview in July 2015. And at that interview, she brought in some berries for me.
I also appreciate the raspberries that you brought in.
Yeah, we moved into this really small space that's a tenth of an acre. And the first thing we did was we planted about 20 fruit trees. So we have apple trees and peach trees and lots of berry bushes and tons of strawberry plants.
And thanks again for these raspberries, the golden raspberries. Oh, it's so delicious. And the red raspberry in this one is?
The little one is a thimbleberry.
Oh.
It's a tiny little black raspberry.
You got your gooseberry, your goose on the loose berry. You got your boysenberry, your boys and girls and boysenberry. You got your lingonberry, you gotta keep on singing a merry. You got your salmonberry, you gotta keep on jamming berry.
Well, she's joining us again to hear more about many berries. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of justice, freedom, peace, liberation, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in. I am thrilled and very honored that we are joined by Sherry Zitter, who's joining us via Teams in central Massachusetts. Sherry is a long-term Whole Foods vegan who loves all kinds of food and berries at the top of the list. Welcome, Sherry. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Marlene. This is very exciting to talk about berries, one of my big passions, to grow them, to eat them, to share them, and how incredibly healthy they are for everyone. My wife, Forrest Otter, is also here. She's an artist, and so she's kind of quiet type, but she might pipe in. You never know. We've been vegan for about 18 years, and for a period of time, we were raw vegan, so berries became even more important during that time. I help people adapt any recipes that they want to vegan. They can be old family recipes. They can be recipes that you want for a holiday where somebody vegan is coming. And I mentioned some recipes during the program, so feel free to email me at Sherry Zitter, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Z like zebra, I-T-T-E-R, Sherry Zitter, at iCloud.com for any suggestions or help. So I love berries in everything. One particularly wonderful five-minute recipe that we use for holidays is a raw cranberry relish. Cranberries are grown here in New England, and I like to make them with oranges. If everything's organic, you don't have to take the skin off. You just throw cranberries and orange slices and walnuts into your food processor, chop them. If you want to, you can add a little bit of sweetener, but we don't. We just love it the way it is, nice and tart, and the berries really come through in that recipe. You can also obviously have cranberries in a more traditional cooked relish. We put berries in our smoothies. I'm drinking a beautiful smoothie right now that's very red from my raw cranberries. We put them in oatmeal, in our muesli. We put dried fruit sweetened cranberries, which can sometimes be hard to source, organic fruit sweetened dried cranberries, but we can get them locally here in Brookfield at the Tip Top Co-op. We have a berry millet breakfast cake that I can give Marlene the recipe to post. You can dehydrate berries. Our dog loves dried cranberries and fresh blueberries as dog treats. We also bake them in his biscuits. Berries are also considered a high-fat fruit for health because we all need healthy fats like avocados because it myelinizes our brain and helps us think better. And so berries are really wonderful for that. They're nutritious. And obviously, you know, you can make jams and jellies out of berries. You can make sauces. Just endless things you can do with berries. Try to get them organic for your health, but also for environmental reasons.
Thank you, Sherry. Let's hear about some specific berries.
So I want to start with cranberries, Marlene, because cranberries are such a quintessential New England and Massachusetts fruit. When I was biking on the bike trail on Cape Cod, I used to go through these beautiful red cranberry bogs on either side. It was so beautiful and really just mouth-watering to see them. Cranberries grow in bogs. A bog is a kind of a freshwater wetland with poorly drained soil with natural peat left by the glaciers, which is really kind of cool. And cranberries are a trailing vine, but they're also considered a perennial evergreen shrub. And these vines become a dense mat. So it looks like the cranberries are like floating on the water, when sort of a marshy water when I bike by them. And they are very, very healthy for you. They're very high in vitamin C. They thrive on Cape Cod and southeastern Massachusetts, as well as many places in the east. And they have a very long growing season. So from the early spring to the late fall, you will see cranberries.
Great. So now let's hear about strawberries.
Strawberries, which are pretty easy to grow if you have full sun and sandy, acidic soil. We had a huge strawberry patch in our last home, and then because we don't like to cut down trees, ours got shaded out after several years and didn't do as well. But strawberries love full sun. They're around the whole month of June, sometimes a little earlier, sometimes a little later, depending on the weather and the climate. And for a while, we just had bags and bags of strawberries filling up our chest freezer because they produce so heartily. My wife mentioned that there's a huge strawberry field out in Hatfield, Mass, which just seems to go for miles.
Cool. Now let's hear about blueberries.
Wild Maine blueberries is another New England treasure that we have. They grow both in the mountains and in the coast. They just need soil that's acidic and rocky and well-drained. You can also grow them at home. We've tried growing both the wild Maine blueberries, which are low bush, and high bush blueberries. They are just really delicious. The wild Maine blueberries are very small and very tasty and very nutritious. And I have walked up a mountain in Maine and just for lunch just kept eating these little berries all the way up the mountain. They're just wonderful. Deborah's Natural Gourmet is a health food store in Concord, Mass. And they're able to get big boxes of probably 5-pound, 10-pound boxes of wild Maine blueberries. And so when we had a big chest freezer, we would buy those and keep them in the freezer and throw them in our smoothies all the time. Now we've downsized to a 500-square-foot house, so we don't have a chest freezer anymore.
We're listening to Sherry Zitter, a long-term Whole Foods and ethical vegan. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. Let's have a little musical interlude. This is Charity and the Jam Band. We also heard Charity and the Jam Band starting out the show with their song Peanut Butter and Jam. And this is We Love Animals. And then we'll continue our conversation with Sherry Zitter.
Oh, if you care about animals and you love them and adore them and you want to be kind, don't eat them anymore. Shout and dance. We love animals, so we eat plants instead. We love animals, it's kind, and we want to spread it. You can make plants into any kind of food, even milk, cheese, butter, eggs, and meat substitutes. So your favorite meals don't have to disappear. You just learn how to make them from a recipe, my dear. Spread it. We eat grains, beans, and legumes.
Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narum, Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program. Welcome back from the break. We're very fortunate to be joined by Sherry Zitter. First, let's hear a little bit more from Charity and the Jam Band. We love animals.
Don't wait. Does this resonate? Hey, let's celebrate.
We love animals, so we eat plants instead. We love animals, from our toes up to our heads. We love animals, it's kind, and we're gonna spread it.
Thanks again, Sherry, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much, Marlene. I'm really excited to be here. I love talking about veganism. I love talking about how we can help the animals, and growing berries definitely helps habitat a lot. And I'm passionate about berries. I love growing them. I love eating them. I love sharing them and sharing the information about how healthy they are. So thanks so much for inviting me. The wild Maine blueberries, you need to have well-drained soil, you need to have full sunlight, and that way they're fairly easy to grow. And I guess I want to jump to other kinds of bush berries, raspberries, blackberries, thimbleberries, which are the tiny blackberries. They're all very high in antioxidants. Black raspberries probably ripen the soonest, like late June. Blackberries probably late July. And then raspberries, July through August, sometimes September, sometimes October. So you can have a lot of those types of berries all at the same time, and they're just fabulous. They look good, they taste good, and they're really, really healthy for you. You have to be careful with raspberries and blackberries because they like to march. They marched all across our yard. And so make sure you have them in a place where there's room for them to expand. And it's good to cut the old canes every other year to have better production. That will really help them to grow more fully.
Thank you, Sherry. Now let's hear about elderberries.
Elderberries are a lesser known kind of berry, but they're wonderful. You may have had elderberry cough syrup. You might have had elderberry tea. They're traditionally used to make medicine, make wine, various kind of foods. They're really good for immune support. And for non-human animals, elderberry plants give a lot of food and shelter. They're a really good food source for birds, songbirds, deer, squirrels, bears, and they provide shelter for wildlife. Elderberry is a big, hardy, bushy plant. We have several in our yard. They also attract pollinators, so they're helping to support our ecosystem. I also want to mention service berries. Service berry is a great plant. You may have I'm trying to think if it's a plant or a bush or a tree. I think it's considered a bush, the service berry, but it might be a tree. It's also known as Juneberry or shad bush. They come out very early in the season, and they're wonderful for birds, for small and large mammals. Over 40 species of songbirds eat service berries. Chipmunks, squirrels, rabbits, foxes, and some big mammals like black bear and deer, white-tailed deer, elk, moose, you know, so lots and lots of animals are dependent on these very early in the spring berries. And insects also use the early blooming flowers of the service berry for nectar and pollen. Bees, they're a host plant for caterpillars. So they're really, really good for non-human animals, for all of us who want to benefit animals and the landscape. But they're also really good for humans. When they're consumed by humans, they're also known as Saskatoon berries, June berries, or bear berries, of course. We can eat them raw. I put them in pies, muffins. People make service berry jam. And their taste is sort of between a blueberry and an apple. So they're really good raw, cooked, dried, baked, anything. They're high in iron, calcium, magnesium, manganese, fiber, vitamin C. When I did a little research, two cautions that I wanted to share with you were that service berries that are grown on busy roadsides, you might want to be careful of because they could be contaminated with pollution. Be sure that you are good at identifying service berries and not look alike because you don't want to eat any berry. This is true of any berries. You don't want to eat berries that are toxic. So just make sure that you are aware of what the berries, the leaves, the plant overall or the bush overall looks like, or take along a plant identification book. You don't want to eat toxic berries. And also, if you're harvesting wild berries, only take what you'll eat because we want to leave as many berries as we can for the non-human animals and the ecosystem. I want to mention one berry that humans are toxic for humans, but they're wonderful for the birds, which is honeysuckle. We planted 10 honeysuckle plants, vines, I guess, in our yard a couple of years ago. And we knew that the red ones would attract hummingbirds. Actually, the yellow ones attract hummingbirds also. They're trumpet-shaped flowers. And so we have tons of hummingbirds during the warm weather. But now all of our honeysuckles have tons of beautiful red berries on them, and the birds are really enjoying them, and they're a crucial food for them. I just want to emphasize that the honeysuckle berries are toxic to humans. They're just really good for to plant for birds and for the landscape. I also want to mention that we bought a smoothie bike from a company called Rock the Bike. We actually bought a used old bicycle and a stand so it could be a stationary bike. And Rock the Bike sends, I guess you call it an adapter that you put on the back of the bike where you might have a, when I was a kid, we used to call it a book stand, you know, where you would put your books or where you would attach panniers on the back of the bicycle over the back wheel. And you have this adapter that you can put a blender or you can put a food processor, you could put a coffee grinder. And so we had this smoothie bike in our kitchen for a while as a smoothie, as a kitchen appliance when we had a bigger kitchen. We just used it all year round to blend smoothies. We would throw berries in and kale and bananas, blend our smoothies. You could put chia seeds, whatever you want to in there. You could use the smoothie bike to make mousse with berries, chocolate berry mousse. You could use it for dressings, whatever you want to. And we also brought it to farmers markets and had kids throw things in and pedal to make their smoothies, and that helps kids eat more fruit. Berries are colorful and tasty, and they want to drink their kale once they've pedaled it.
Thank you very much, Sherry. And can you please repeat your email address for any listeners who'd like to contact you with any questions?
Absolutely, it's Sherry Zitter, S H E R R Y, Z like zebra, I T T E R, Sherry Zitter. At iCloud.com. So keep eating berries.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you very much. And much thanks also to your wife, Forrest. For our listeners, I'd like to now interject some national news. And this is concerning the trial of activist Zoe Rosenberg in California. On June 13th, 2023, Zoe Rosenberg, along with her team at Direct Action Everywhere, rescued four chickens, Poppy, Ivy, Aster, and Azalea, from a slaughter truck. The four chickens were among thousands of live chickens packed into crates on the slaughter truck. Zoe has been found guilty in one being felony conspiracy with a maximum sentence of 4.5 years. Zoe's sentencing is scheduled for Wednesday, December 3rd. The four chickens, Poppy, Ivy, Aster, and Azalea, are currently thriving at an undisclosed animal sanctuary. Zoe is 23 years old. Here's Zoe.
And I will be wearing the ankle monitor while I await my sentencing, which will be on December 3rd at 1:30 p.m.
Zoe's sentencing is taking place in Santa Rosa at the Sonoma County Courthouse. Zoe said in a statement after her conviction, quote, "When we see cruelty and violence, we can choose to ignore or to intervene and try to make the world a better place," end quote. And now back to our interview with Sherry Zitter in Massachusetts. Thank you very much, Sherry, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Marlene.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
It's really exciting for us to think about, you know, sort of spiritually, emotionally, community-wise, you know, how we've changed, what we've learned in our just about 18 years being vegan.
Yes, and I look forward to our interview in January 2026.
That's right. Thank you, Marlene. Oh, this is great. And maybe next time we can plan to come out to the studio because we haven't seen you in person for so long. So
yes, please do. That was so much fun when you came into the studio in 2015 and you brought the raw vegan delicious cookies and you also brought berries.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's what I remember, bringing artwork and guitar, but I didn't remember those two things. So that's great.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. We look forward to our next interview with you, talking about what we have learned over these many years of being vegan.
Yes, thank you both very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for this wonderful show that you kept going for over 10 years and helps everyone so much.
Thank you. Here's a children's song that Sherry performed live in the studio back in 2015.
Each animal is special, just like you and me. They want to live long and safe and free. The cows, pigs, and chicks, the goats and rats and mice, they trust your heart because you'll treat them all nice. Now you know animals don't want us to eat them, so what is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. You treat them the way you like people treating you.
That's the children's song, Do You Think, by Sherry Zitter. Next up is Join the Waggle Dance. This is Jen Armstrong, also known as Vegan Queen V, and this is with her special production with Bonobo TV.
So if you want to help the bees, leave the honey be. Habitat loss and pesticides, let's help the bees stay alive. Stop monocrops, be parasites.
If they die, we won't survive.
Dance, give the bees a chance. Join the waggle dance, join the waggle dance. Oh, dance, shake your body and clap your hands. Join the waggle dance.
To the right. Waggle, waggle. If they die, we won't survive.
Dance, give the bees a chance. Join the waggle dance. Join the waggle dance. Oh, dance. Shake your body and clap your hands. Join the waggle dance. Join the waggle dance.
Hey, you, will you please be kind to the and waggle dance with me.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com and also on vegansradio.com on the date, December 2nd, 2025. You can also find the recipes by Sherry Zitter, the following recipes. Fluffy millet breakfast bake with berries or stone fruit. Another one, crayon apple walnut cake. And the one that she shared during the show today, 5-minute raw cranberry relish. So again, you can find those three recipes on vegansradio.com. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. And a big thank you to Sherry Zitter and her wife, Forrest Otter. And much thanks to the vegan musicians also.
This is Vegan Queen V, Mother Nature's Conversations, from her new album, In Dog We Trust. For tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you all a peaceful, lovely day.